Monday night, the Sulphur Springs School Board approved a new position for high school principal Josh Williams. He will be Special Programs Director at the Administration Building. He will continue to serve as principal through the end of the school year and perhaps beyond until a new principal is named. I talked with Williams Tuesday morning.
I found out that I've been made Director of Special Programs here at Sulphur Springs ISD, and I'm really excited about it. I do expect to finish this school year through graduation and then however much longer is needed and appropriate to see a smooth transition for the high school and all the services that we provide here. I'll probably be doing, kind of have my feet in each of two ponds for a while as I transition to that other position and find my way there. But it's an exciting opportunity for me and just a new way for me to serve this school district and the community.
I guess basically the new position is kind of several things that different people have done kind of brought together in a really kind of a new position.
Yes, sir. I think it's something like that. We've had a few discussions already about what it would look like, and I'm going to have an opportunity to work with federal grant programs and state compensatory ed programs and some financial things, and then just other special programs like 504 and dyslexia and gifted and talented and response to intervention and just a lot of special programs that provide services to students throughout the entire school district, and I'm excited about the opportunity to serve all the kids in one way or another.
Yeah. Is getting into administration over at the admin building, is that something that's kind of been on you've been thinking about? Or
it has been. As I sit here now, this is my ninth year as a principal, and in recent years I've considered the possibility of a change, and the opportunity became a possibility for me, and I'm really looking forward to an opportunity to work with Mr. Lamb. He is a master educator, and there's so much I can learn from him and take and use that to serve the students of the district, and it has been on my mind, and I've prayed on it. My wife and I have discussed it for a while, and the opportunity presented itself. God opened the door, so we're going to step through it.
We see some people that are in education positions for a long time, but I think I agree with you. As a high school principal, you don't see somebody that seems to stay for a long, long time in that position.
I think it depends on the situation. I've been principal here at the high school for 2 years, and it's been a fantastic 2 years. Mm-hmm. I love the people that I work with here and the kids, and I don't have any complaints at all. This is bittersweet for me. I'm excited about the new opportunity, but it breaks my heart to leave the people that I come and see every day, the kids and the teachers, and I'm going to miss them terribly. Part of my plan is to remain connected to the students. I've got some ideas on how I can do that, and I haven't had those conversations yet. But that's the reason why I'm in this. Ultimately, it is for students, and I've got to stay connected that way. That's what. That's my $1 million in the bank.
Will you be active if asked to help with the hiring of whoever will replace you in this spot here?
If I'm asked to, I'll certainly help to, do whatever I'm asked to do. I'm not sure if I'll be involved in that process or not. I have no idea.
Yeah. All right. This is also new. It just happened, right?
I found out about an hour and a half ago myself. So I'm visiting with my teachers here after school. I want to talk to them face to face. I have a personal relationship with them. I care about them. So this is very new. There's probably some people in this building right now that don't know yet.
This position just kind of, I'm sure, was created relatively recently, so this is something that just kind of came up very recently, right?
I guess pretty recently. I know that there have been some changes over at the administration building, and, it's just a matter of looking at the services that the students and the community need and require and matching that up with personnel to meet those needs. So I guess it's been in the works for a little while.
KSST News.